Hello, beloved brethren. Today is the 7th of May 2024 here in Australia, and I pray we are all standing steadfast. Amen. I wanted to come back on to emphasize that our Father is saying that the time of Jacob's trouble is going to begin at any moment. Now, he has reminded me of the dream that he gave on the 11th of January 2023. In the dream, I heard a voice say between 6 and 72, and then I woke up. After that, I heard in my spirit the Father say, an end is coming, a coming to an end, a measuring is coming, a slaughter is coming. Now that was, as I said, the 11th of January, 2023. So he gave me the scripture, Ezekiel 7. And if we read Ezekiel 7 and see what the Father is saying here, okay? Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, also thou son of man, this is 7:2, also thou son of man, thus saith the Lord God unto the land of Israel, an end, the end is come upon the four corners of the land. Now verse 6 says, an end is come, the end is come, it watcheth for thee, behold, it is come. So between verse 6, it is 7, chapter 7, and in verse 2, it states, an end is come, an end is coming. And that is what the Father, between 6 and 72, between 6 and 72, is the scripture that the Father gave. Now, this isn't the only scripture he gave to confirm what he was saying to me. He showed many other things in his word, that a measuring is coming, a slaughter is coming, an end is coming, a coming to an end. Now, we saw then, you know, there were many actual examples of it. Through the numbers and tragic events that occurred around, after the 11th of January, 2023. One of those was a plane came down with 72 passengers killed. There was a few shootings that involved 6 and 72. I think the Greece train accident that occurred, there were examples that our Father gave of him confirming what was said in the dream between 6 and 72. Now, what I would like to highlight is the fact that that was given on the 11th of January, 2023, and we then saw on the eighth day, the last great day of the feast, 5784, the Feast of Tabernacles, the 7th of October, a slaughter occurred, an end occurred, a coming to an end occurred. We know Hamas attacked Israel, and over 1,000 people were killed. But since then, Israel has retaliated, in a word, and slaughtered over 34,000 people, including women and children. Now, these are things that we need to be reminded of, you know, me too, to be reminded of that what our Father said in a dream and then later said in the Spirit. And we saw examples of it, and He gives scripture. And we see it coming to pass, right? He's accurate in what He says. He wants us to know that He's accurate in what He says. It is glory to Him when He shows something ahead of time and then it comes, you know, to pass. It's glory to Him and it's glory to His Son. And it's got absolutely nothing to do with me. Amen. He wants us to know, beloved brethren, that the time of Jacob's trouble is upon us. It can be at any minute. The urgency, the dire warning that is coming from within me. Now, you know, I have not been on for a very long time and I don't show my face normally. The Father has set it all up that He's given me this opportunity. You don't understand what He has done for me. He saved my daughter from death, and my son from death, both of them in the last 12, 18 months were this close to dying, and He saved them both. He restored their health, and He has now put me in a position at this moment in time to be able to come on and to make videos, which I could not do before, because He is wanting the word out that Jacob's trouble is about to happen. The rapture of the bride of Christ is about to happen, you see. Now, He never lets me down, ever. Amen. Ever. When He shows something and He says something, He's accurate in what He says. And I don't... know of any others. There probably is, there possibly is, I have no idea, who said in January 2023 that a slaughter is coming, an end is coming, a coming to an end, a measuring is coming. I don't know of anybody else who was saying that the eighth prophetic day is as a day of circumcision, a cutting off of flesh, a time to circumcise hearts. And then on the actual eighth day, the last great day of the feast, 5784, a circumcision occurred. A cutting off of flesh occurred, an opportunity for hearts to be circumcised, to turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, to access the Father. Amen. Our Father confirms what He says. Amen. And we see it outplaying. And He wants us to know this, that the time of Jacob's trouble is about to begin. And this isn't just, you know, possibly, maybe, No, it's not. This is the Father saying the time of Jacob's trouble is going to begin. The 42 months. So he wants us to know, beloved brethren, so that we can tell people to turn to the one true God in and through his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in your heart, confess him with your mouth, that Jesus Christ is Lord, that the Father raised him from the dead. Amen. And thou shalt be saved. Now, I know that it is, it can be awkward to approach people and to say things like that. But our Father will make an opportunity. And if that happens, then, just throw caution to the wind, beloved brethren, and just mention Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. And let the Father do the work. Amen. So I want to read, Ezekiel 7. And the title in my Bible is Judgment of Israel. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Also thou son of man, thus saith the Lord God unto the land of Israel. The end is come upon the four corners of the land, and now is the end come upon thee, and I will send my anger upon thee, and will judge thee according to thy ways, and will recompense upon thee all thy abominations. And my eye shall not spare thee, neither will I have pity, but I will recompense thy ways upon thee, and thine abominations shall be in the midst of thee, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, an evil, and only evil, behold, is come. An end is come, the end is come, it watcheth for thee. Behold, it is come. The morning is come unto thee. O thou that dwellest in the land, the time is come, the day of trouble is near, and not the sounding again of the mountains. Now will I shortly pour out my fury upon thee, and accomplish my anger upon thee, and I will judge thee according to thy ways, and will recompense thee for all thy abominations. Jerusalem/Israel is Mystery Babylon. There is only one place in scripture that the Father will take the voice of mirth, the voice of the bridegroom, the voice of the bride, and that is Jerusalem. Nowhere else. Jerusalem, the city that is called by his name. I hope you understand that they were his wife. They went a-whoring after other gods. They committed adultery. They played the harlot. They broke his heart. He is broken with their whorish heart. I believe that's Ezekiel. Somewhere in Ezekiel. And that is why she is the mother of harlots. She broke his heart. And my eye shall not spare, verse 9. My eye shall not spare, neither will I have pity. I will recompense thee according to thy ways and thy abominations that are in the midst of thee, and ye shall know that I am the Lord that smiteth. Behold the day, behold it is come. The morning is gone forth. The rod hath blossomed, pride hath budded. Violence is risen up into a rod of wickedness, which is what's happening now. None of them shall remain, nor of their multitude, nor of any of theirs, neither shall there be wailing for them. The time is come, the day draweth near. Let not the buyer rejoice, nor the seller mourn, for wrath is upon all the multitude thereof. For the seller shall not return to that which is sold, although they were yet alive. For the vision is touching the whole multitude thereof, which shall not return, neither shall any strengthen himself in the iniquity of his life. They have blown the trumpet, even to make all ready, but none goeth to the battle, for my wrath is upon all the multitude thereof. The sword is without, and the pestilence and the famine within. He that is in the field shall die with the sword, and he that is in the city, famine and pestilence shall devour him. But they that escape of them shall escape, and shall be on the mountains like doves of the valleys, and all of them mourning, every one for his iniquity. All hands shall be feeble, and all knees shall be weak as water. They shall also gird themselves with sackcloth, and horror shall cover them, and shame shall be upon all faces, and baldness upon all their heads. They shall cast their silver in the streets, and their gold shall be removed. Their silver and their gold shall not be able to deliver them in the day of the wrath of the Lord. They shall not satisfy their souls, neither fill their bowels, because it is the stumbling block of their iniquity. As for the beauty of his ornament, he set it in majesty, but they made the images of their abominations and of their detestable things therein. Therefore have I set it far from them, and I will give it into the hands of the strangers for a prey, and to the wicked of the earth for a spoil, and they shall pollute it. My face will I turn also from them, and they shall pollute my secret place. For the robbers shall enter it into it and defile it. Make a chain, for the land is full of bloody crimes, and the city is full of violence. Wherefore I will bring the worst of the heathen, and they shall possess their houses. I will also make the pomp of their strongs to cease, and their holy places shall be defiled. Destruction cometh, and they shall seek peace, and there shall be none. Mischief shall come upon mischief, and rumor shall be upon rumor. Then shall they seek a vision of the prophet, but the law shall perish from the priest, and counsels from the ancients. The king shall mourn, and the prince shall be clothed with desolation, and the hands of the people of the land shall be troubled. I will do unto them after their way, and according to their deserts will I judge them, and they shall know that I am the Lord. And that is what is coming, the wrath of God upon Jerusalem, Israel, and the nations, of course. It is the time of Jacob's trouble, 42 months of great tribulation. Pray we stand steadfast, beloved brethren, because for us in Christ, our Lord is going to appear for us, and the tribes of the earth shall mourn. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to his Son. Amen.